we wrap up, do you trust God? Really? Are you sure? Do you really trust Him? Or are they just theological words? Prepare the way of the Lord, friends. Jesus is coming soon. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org. Avail yourself of all of the things that we afford there, the brand new website, saveus.org. Please, if you value what we're doing, become a partner. Don't continue to leave it for somebody else to do it. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour anyway, they're going to be the views of Josh Hart. And we're going to be talking about smart meters. And a lot of people say, oh, smart meters. Well, why worry about that? You know, it's just a means of determining how much electricity we're using. And, well, it really is much more than that because, of course, you basically are having certainly electronic impulses going through your community and going through your home. But not only that, but, of course, the smart meters. Then, of course, certainly will be tying into the smart appliances and all of your appliances. Electrical appliance will have chips in them and it will feed information back into the smart meter, which will feed into the smart grid. And everything you do in your home will be monitored. And of course, a lot of people might not even be aware of this, but many people are very sensitive to the electromagnetic waves. And Josh, without further ado, why don't you tell us what's going on in England? I know you've been over there. Tell us what's happening there and what's really happening here as far as the smart meters are concerned.
Stan, it's great to be on the program. Thank you very much for having me. You know, I think the good news here, there's a lot of bad news out there these days, but the good news as far as smart meters go is that the international movement to stop them, to get them removed, to have a halt, this madness, continues to build, and my recent trip to the UK and to Ireland really confirms that. You know, we worked with groups over there, Stop Smart Meters UK, who put on a big event down in Sussex, south of London, which I spoke at, and many other anti-smart meter activists spoke at. And there's a major educational effort going on there now to try and prevent these meter systems from going in. There are smart meters being deployed right now in both Ireland and the UK, but they're at a significantly earlier stage than they are in the US.
Why don't you tell our listeners what's wrong with the smart meters? I mean, what's more, we've always had electronic meters on our houses. That's how they measure the amount of electricity we use. So what all this fuss about the smart meters? It's just a different type of electric meter, isn't it? Or is it?
It's a meter that can burn you to death and has burned people to death. And that's not exaggerating those the facts. The first and most present danger to our safety is from fire and electrical fault. And the Underwriters Laboratory has not, of course, reviewed these meters for safety. And we've seen people die, people's homes burned down. Larry Nickel of Vacaville, California, lost his life in July of 2010 from a poorly installed meter. There have been other cases in Vacaville and around California, around the country, where people's homes and lives have been destroyed, and a lack of any government oversight or investigation to solve this matter, to get to the heart of why these meters are burning. And I think it's very troubling. So that's the first, you know, and most urgent pressing issue in terms of people's safety. But the radio frequency, is, of course, we'll talk about after the break, is very, very dangerous as well.
But we're surrounded by electric frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies. There are radio waves all around us, certainly, and television waves, and now we have Wi-Fi in our homes. So why would simply a little bit more be of any concern?
Well, I think that the smart meters are, in a lot of ways, the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of cumulative exposures from these devices that we're exposed to. Many people, systems, particularly women, cannot tolerate the extra radio frequency radiation. And that's just a biological fact.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've got a great 4-tape set and 4-CD set on this subject. Josh, you go right ahead.
Tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Josh Hart, we're talking about smart meters in the home, and a lot of people are saying, well, why worry about it? I mean, we got radiation around us all the time, and that's really true. We do have an awful lot of radiation around us, but there are problems from this radiation. Now, first of all, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. As I've told you before, basically the media in America is controlled and much of the important information is suppressed. But fortunately, you do have the internet and you can check things out on the internet. Of course, you have to be careful because there's a lot of disinformation there as well. But I do happen to know a little bit about this type of radiation. The smart meter radiation is very similar to cell phone radiation. A very good friend of mine, in fact, my best friend, basically attended the University of Washington. And when cell phones were coming out, why, of course, they did some studies on these. And they found out that they were carcinogenic. They had all sorts of deleterious effects on the health. There was a definite increase in mental problems. But one of the things that we know from cell phones is that basically if you have a cell phone, a man, and you wear that on your belt or in your pocket, why suddenly your sperm count's going to fall about 50%. And what does it do to the sperm that survive? Well, we don't know how many congenital abnormalities are going to result from that, but you can count the sperm, and they know this is true, and you can go up on the internet and check what I'm telling you about. Now, of course, the University of Washington, had done these studies on this. They were going to publish it. They were actually threatened. They were threatened by the electronic industry and the cell phone industry. If they dared to publish the truth about the danger of cell phones, and to the credit of the people there at the University of Washington, they ignored the threats to their federal grants and federal money, and they actually did publish it, and my friend brought me a copy of the article that appeared in the publication of the University of Washington. Most of the truth about the danger, certainly of these things, are concealed. Cell phone towers. We actually have a woman. We've had her a guest a number of times. Her son and a cluster of young people, about five or six of them, were in an office very, very close to a cell phone tower, and they all got cancer of one sort or another. And her son died of cancer of the brain. And there's a very definite relationship between the cell phone towers and cancer of the brain. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, your cell phone is a transmitter. And when it's on and suddenly you're holding it up to your next to your head, it's sending out very powerful waves that are going right into your head. In fact, it's been widely acknowledged that cell phones for children less than 10 years of age are potentially dangerous and increase the incidence of brain cancer. And certainly if the cell phones will do it, then smart meters will as well, because they're active. Certainly they're not simply passive. The smart meters are sending out radio messages. Is that right, Joss?
That's right. I mean, if there's any message for this weekend, I think it's, you know, put your phone down, disconnect your smartphone or your regular phone for a little while and get away from those smart meters and, you know, just really pay attention to how your body feels, because a lot of times this stuff is subtle. I mean, I myself get headaches around smart meters, and, you know, it's not okay for the utility companies to put their own selfish interest above our well-being. You know, just simply not acceptable. And, you know, increasingly we see resistance and people taking a stand. And internationally, this is spreading to all other continents and other countries. And, you know, we just got to keep fighting and resisting and drawing the line that when, you know, our grandmother's water is turned off because she gets ill from the utility equipment forcibly installed in her house, you know, these are very, very serious times. And with the revelation by Edward Snowden and the privacy implications of the smart meter system, that the government can have a direct channel into the private homes of almost every single one of us. It's very, very chilling. And when you consider all of the surrounding evidence, the accumulating evidence of government and utility collusion around the smart grid program, and how many thousands and thousands and millions of victims we've seen from it, you know, we need to come together and put a stop to this.
And I think what people have to understand is it's one thing about radio waves, but unless you're quite close to a transmitter, you're not going to get them. You're just going to be on the receiving end. And the same thing with television. Unless you're close to a television or the Sydney transmitter, you're not going to get high levels of this. But it's all cumulative. It started with radio, and then it went to television, and then it went to cell phone, and now into smart meters and literally dozens of Wi-Fi. And basically, of course, it is the transmitters that gets you into trouble. And that's what the smart meter is. It is a transmitter. And of course, if you are unlucky enough to have sort of a master transmitter, because maybe 20 or 30 homes will then feed into this master transmitter, and you don't know whether you have a master transmitter or not, but it takes in all the messages from the other local cell phone, smartphones or smart meters, and then it transmits those onto a major center, what is so-called the smart grid. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Josh, most people are going to say, look, if there's really a problem, the government would know, and they certainly wouldn't allow it. I mean, if it's going to be harmful to us and to our children, would they?
There's a long, sordid history, as I think you're aware, Dr. Stan, of chemicals and technologies unleashed on the public, assuming that it was safe until proven otherwise. And we know that, you know, millions of our family members, friends and deceased have paid the price for that, those mistakes and that arrogance that's come along with, you know, really our capitalist system that prioritizes profit over people. I mean, it's getting to be unbearable for individuals and certainly unbearable for the planet.
Okay, well, we've got Ann calling us from Cincinnati. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Ann, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a quick question. I was having a lot of problems with my allergies after they installed a smart meter. It was about 3 weeks, 4 weeks after they installed it. It just got worse until I finally moved. And what happened was they installed it directly underneath where I was sleeping.
All right. Are you still having the trouble with the allergies, Ann?
No, I moved out and started getting better. It has not been that bad. It's been 7 months now. It hasn't been that bad ever since I left that residence.
Oh, yeah. But you actually moved out of the residence because of the smart meter. Josh, what do you think about what Ann is saying?
What's been very common that we've heard reports of are the smart meters, electronic pulses, inhibiting your immune system, and that can absolutely lead to allergies or any, it can manifest itself in a lot of different, symptoms. But we certainly see a correlation between people who spent long periods of time either sleeping or working near a smart meter within, 10 feet, are particularly at risk. And this includes babies who happen to be in cribs that their parents put against the wall, whether the bank's smart meters. There are no warnings about this. So this type of thing is going on all the time. And the kind of reports we're receiving are more serious if the person has had in closer proximity to the meter. So, this is a very, very serious situation, and it's good that you've gotten away from the meter.
Okay. And anything else you wanted to say or tell us?
Yes. The differentiation, please, in the Tidal smart meter versus the Tidal digital meter, please. And I'll go ahead and hang up now. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
God bless you. And thank you for telling us and sharing that with us, Ann. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, that was Ann calling from Cincinnati, Ohio, where we have a station this evening. And we have a lot of listeners back there in Cincinnati, and certainly I wonder if any others are having this sort of a problem. But this is really a nationwide, in fact, it's a worldwide program, isn't it, Josh?
It is. And I just want to address the last question regarding digital meters. And the utility companies make this more confusing than it has to be, of course, with the idea that they're going to confuse you and make you give up. But what's important to know is that your old analog meter with the spinning disc is generally safe. Now, those are the meters that they're trying to replace. They're replacing them with a variety of digital meters. These are the meters with the numeral display on the front, typically made out of plastic. Any meter that the utility is newly installing on your house is suspect, even if it appears to be an analog with a spinning disc or dials, because they've been known to put hidden wireless transmitting equipment and digital equipment into the meter. Now, if they claim that it's a non-transmitting meter, there's still health problems potential with that, because it's the digital equipment, the electronics on the meter itself require what's called a switching mode power supply. And that makes the quality of the power dirty and a threat to your health. So even if it's not transmitting radio frequency as a wireless device, then some of the new smart meters are really posing problems for people. So the bottom line is you need to demand an analog, and the only way to test that that's not emitting radio frequency is to get a radio frequency meter, which is available through our website at stopsmartmeters.org.
Or let's tell people how to get to your website and get the information.
Yeah.
And they actually can turn that down and say, I do not want one of those things. In fact, we're going to sue you for the health detriment from this, and we want that off immediately. How can people get in touch with you and get more information?
The bottom line, Stan, is that these are health and safety violations. People need to absolutely refuse them. They can go to stopsmartmeters.org, stopsmartmeters.org, and go to the frequently asked questions section. We've got resources and flyers to pass out, links to local groups you can get involved with, and if there's not one in your area, certainly start your own. Many people have. So,
and then you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, your health is certainly at stake. I mean, you're under attack from all points of view. Most people don't understand what's going on, but they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the foods, they're poisoning our vaccines, they're poisoning much of our medicines, they're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. If you haven't certainly read my treatise on the population control agenda, that's what it's all about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Josh Hart, and we're talking about the smart meters. We're talking about here in California, you can actually opt out. You have that right. But of course, the people who are behind this whole issue, and I believe it's part of the population control agenda, are basically they put so much pressure or they bribe the various legislators so that nobody in California, none of our legislators, either in the Senate or in the Assembly, has the courage to introduce legislation just to stop this this situation, which is basically hazardous to our health.
It's criminal. You know, it's a criminal assault on our human rights. The governor has also been lacking here in the state. But the CPUC is expected to make a decision on the final opt-out proceeding, the charges, the extortionate fees that they're charging here, which are totally unacceptable, and many, many thousands of people are refusing to pay. You know, those are on the table, and the CPUC has said they'll decide on a final program and a final policy around September, but they've been drawing it out, hoping people will get bored with it and overwhelmed and, you know, this is their strategy. So they've been really kicking the ball down the road. And meanwhile, PG&E is refusing analog meters to people, violating the direct order from the PUC. And the PUC isn't taking any offensive action. So I think what you're saying, Dr. Stan, you know, about population control might be really shocking to many. And, you know, the very suggestion that this would be intentional is appalling the way to look at the world. I think that, you know, the reality is that we know that the authorities know by this point that the smart grid is harming people and are failing to stop it. And I think on that point, we can all agree and move forward and oppose the program. And
well, now, what did you find over in the UK? Is there growing concern there? Are the people in England more concerned than the people here in America?
I think that they're the explosion of people injured by smart meters and the fires that occurred and all the abuses that were a part of PG&E's rollout in California made real waves and polarized the people of California against the utility in a way that's not going to go away anytime soon. And that awareness has been sort of percolating, you know, throughout the country and throughout the rest of the Europe and the rest of the world. And as other places see abusive and inappropriate wireless installations, you know, we're seeing, like in England, there's a group called Mass Sanity who are fighting cell phone towers, and there's a different attitude in the way that, you know, wireless equipment is deployed there. They don't deploy them, they don't put in the smart meter or the cell towers directly above a kindergarten or a nursery school, the kind of reckless thing that we do here in the U.S. So there is a certain level of awareness, but the government is still very much pushing wireless proliferation and denying the obvious health risks as they are here, and people need to fight and be vocal and change things on a local level.
And I think people have to understand this is not our government. Basically, our government has been infiltrated by people who have a different agenda, and they pay these people very, very well to betray the rest of us. It's sort of like the people who actually were able to get aspartame in. The gentleman basically was put in as the head of the Federal Drug Administration in 1981 just for a couple of weeks. He was then certainly given $1,000 a day for the next 10 years. For getting aspartame to be released upon the public. This is Nutri-Street Equal. It's developed as a biological warfare agent, has a profound impact on the health of the American people. It's in 14,000 food items here in the United States, and suddenly it's being utilized all throughout the world and damaging the health of people. And the same thing is true, certainly, with the smart meters. It's damaging the health of people. But most people find it so difficult to believe that this could really be going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Josh Hart. Josh, you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, again, you know, for having me on this evening. And I just want to encourage people who want to learn more about this issue and, you know, don't just take my word for it. Like, do your own research the way I did, you know, 3 years ago when they started deploying these things. These are hazardous devices. Go to stopsmartmeters.org. We have information there about a new bill that's being introduced in the U.S. Congress. That's Bill H.R. 2685. It's the smart grid promotional bill. This will make the smart grid mandatory, and people need to speak out against this. So go to stopsmartmeters.org and read the articles about it and how people are being injured in fires, and take action in your own community and speak out about this. Don't be afraid. We need to stick together and overcome.
Remember, we have smart grid, we have smart appliances, they will all have chips in them, all of your electronic gadgetry will, when you get rid of the old ones and put in the new ones, it ties together into the smart grid. So smart meters, smart appliances, smart grid, and they aim to, of course, dumbing down and destroying human lives. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, we're going to have to let Josh go. But thanks very much for being with us. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Good night, Josh. God bless.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Look forward to being with you shortly.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Josh is not with us, so it's going to be open lines for the next half hour. And if you'd like to give us a call, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. Now, we have an excellent 4-CD set on the danger of smart meters. That's just the, and then we have a book on the danger of smart meters written by our friend Barrett Schoes. And they're both available by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Otherwise, if you'd like to get the information, you need to get the information. You need to get other people to understand what's going on. And certainly you can go to the website up there and get the smartmeters.com and other websites and understand that they're poisoning us. And to put it into the larger perspective, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, the syllabus comes with that, and a lot of documentation on the genocidal agenda. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, genocidal agenda that's being carried out at one time America. I certainly was at the top of the list as far as health and longevity is concerned. And we've dropped down to about 14th in the world, and this is not by accident. It is simply because the American people are dying sooner, and they're actually becoming increasingly ill with all sorts of chronic diseases as they grow older. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And the average person says this could never happen. Nothing could be that evil. Nobody would intentionally try to kill off large numbers of people. And I would ask, look, why did the Nazis kill off 6 million Jews? Why did they kill off 12 million Christians? That comes from a book called Warrant for Genocide. Warrant for Genocide. You can get the book and on the internet, and well worthwhile reading. And certainly in the foreword of the book, written by a Jewish scholar, he tells you how they killed 12 million others. They were probably predominantly Christians. They knew exactly what they're doing. Well, we never talk about that. And of course, we never would talk about the fact that the Nazi movement was largely financed by American corporations and American banks. If anyone would like to see the letter that I found when I went through Colonel House's papers from Ambassador William Dodd, it was written in October of 1936 to Colonel House. And basically, Ambassador Dodd is saying, you know, why are 100 American corporations over here in Germany? I mean, building the weapons for the Nazis. Nobody here wants another war. We just got through a war. Nobody wants another war. Why are 100 American corporations over here building weapons for the German army when there's no profit to be made? There's no profit to be made because of the exchange controls. Do the stockholders of these companies understand what's going on? And of course, William Dodd just couldn't understand. Well, I can tell you why this was going on. It was because they wanted a war, and you had to have a powerful enemy. If you're going to have a war and kill millions and millions and millions of people, and between 40 and 60 million people died during the Second World War, that was largely financed, at least in Europe, by American banks and American corporations, covered in a book we have that was suppressed for many years, but it was written by John Loftus. It's called America's Nazi Secret. Of course, a lot of this is covered in certainly Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and Dennis Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. But the average American is not supposed to understand the truth about what's going on. He's supposed to believe what he's taught in school, what he reads in the newspaper, and what he sees on television, and most of it just is not true. Well, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. But what you're not really hearing here in the United States is what's really going on in Israel today. Everybody has been, only within the last couple of months, given a gas mask. Everybody's been told to go ahead and have a safe room. In other words, of suddenly bind up all the cracks with some sort of a tape, masking tape or something, so that you'll be able to be in there and you'll be free of danger from chemical or biological warfare agents. And basically, they're laying out areas where they're going to be distributing water. If the water is turned off, certainly the people are being encouraged in certain areas of Israel to flee into Judea and Samaria because there's a lot of Palestinians there, and they don't feel that they'd use chemical and biological warfare on the Palestinians, and so the Jews would be safe in that area. I'm not saying that's really true. But at least the people over there are preparing for war, and you're not hearing about this here. I mean, the real threat, certainly they, about 2 weeks ago, they did a major call-up. Now, they did not necessarily do a a mobilization, but they called up literally thousands of reservists, and they put them along the eastern border, along the northern border. But this is, information is being totally blacked out in the United States. But there's increasing tension there along Israeli borders. Hezbollah, of course, as you know, has their troops over there, fighting certainly alongside Assad against the rebels. And basically what you really are never being told is what's going on in Syria, simply a struggle between Russia and the United States. And on one side, the United States is backing the Islamic terrorists, the Al-Qaeda, and all of the other radical Islamic groups who supposedly these terrible terrorists are going to kill all the Americans. Well, we're financing them, ladies and gentlemen. We're financing the terrorists in Syria. Why doesn't the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post ever point out that we're financing the same terrorists that supposedly are threatening us here in the United States? We're financing them there in Syria. And then on the other side, you have Assad. And of course, he has his allies, the Russians. He has the Iranians. He has Iraq. And basically, he has Hezbollah and Hamas. And they're all certainly backing Assad, even though Hamas is Sunni. And then, of course, on the other side, you've got the United States. And we have Saudi Arabia. We have Qatar. We have some of the other Sunni states. And then, of course, England and France. And we're backing the other side. And basically, of course, they've killed 100,000 civilians there in Syria in a war already between Russia and the United States. And that's just simply the battlefield where this is being fought. But that's what it's really about. And so the whole idea is put forward by Zbigniew Brzezinski in an article in Time magazine somewhere around the 17th of May. I've forgotten the exact date. But he just pointed this out. Nobody's telling the American people what this is about. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and well, we really look forward to having a call from you. A caller just called and said there was an explosion in a fertilizer plant in Texas. It was more likely caused by a missile because of the explosion followed by the noise he heard when he was in the Navy. I don't know whether that's true or not, but somebody was very concerned about the explosion in the fertilizer plant we had in Texas a couple of weeks ago. I really don't know what comment to make on that other than that gentleman just called in here. And if you have any questions or comment about any of the things that are going on, but if you go over to the Middle East today, you'll find that in, for instance, Turkey, there are massive demonstrations there, and you're not hearing about this in the controlled media in the United States. There are massive demonstrations against the government, certainly in Jordan. And there are massive demonstrations, certainly in Egypt today, against the Muslim Brotherhood. Fortunately, the military has taken over, but certainly we can't depend upon them either. Right now we've got Jay calling from Soquel. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And hi, Jay. How are we doing?
I'm fine, sir. I was listening to the BBC yesterday, and I was very surprised to hear they had the grandfather and the guy was talking about. He was like, you know, the father and the grandfather of the person they got killed in Yemen, and he was a professor, and this was the older, you know what I'm saying, sir?
Yes, I know. Basically, there was a gentleman. He was accused of being a terrorist by the United States government, and basically, he was never indicted. He was actually hunted down by a drone in Yemen and killed.
Well,
and basically,
sorry,
they justified that saying, well, he was a terrorist, but it was his 16-year-old son. His 16-year-old son was living over in Yemen. He was looking for his father, and he was having dinner one evening with a friend, with his cousin. And suddenly, an American drone came and killed this 16-year-old boy, never indicted for being a terrorist, never even suspected of being a terrorist. They simply killed him and his cousin and six other people because the boy's father had been accused, never indicted, never charged, but had simply been accused of being a terrorist. And they killed the father and they killed the son. And the son was an American citizen. If they can kill American citizens because they don't like your father, is anyone in America safe today? And incidentally, there was an article, and I believe it was in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. I just read it today by the grandfather you're speaking of, who had actually trained in America. He is a professor over there in Yemen. Go right ahead, Jay.
Yes, Dr. Stan. I was amazed that he gave his whole story and said, like, you know, like on the BBC, how his son and his grandson, he even mentioned the fact that his grandson was born in Arizona or something. You know what I'm saying? And that he said these drones came in and killed his son and his grandson. And I was just amazed because you never hear that. You know, the American media, and you're the only person that, you know, pointed this out even before this guy came out and said it himself, sir. So I'm just going to put that out there that, you know, either the entire world's crazy or we are.
Well, basically, I think it's so important, Jay, to point out the fact that the father was killed, and then 2 weeks later they killed the innocent son. There was never any question the son was a terrorist. They just killed him because they didn't like his father. And if they could do that to that boy, an American citizen, is any young man in America safe today? That's criminal. That is murder. And believe me, there's no statute of limitation. And this could not have been done without the full consent or knowledge of the current president of the United States. And I certainly call him a murderer. The president is a murderer. If he did not order this, then he should go out and indict the people who did order the death, the murder of a 16-year-old American citizen. Who was that? Simply, his crime was he was looking for his father, who incidentally was already dead, had already been killed without an indictment, without ever being charged, just on suspicion that he was a terrorist. Anything else, Jay?
Yes, sir. I'll just leave with one thought. That the lunatics are in charge of the asylum.
Well, we're in real trouble today.
The lunatics are in charge of the asylum.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks very much, Jay. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and give us a call. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan, and if you'd like to give us a call, you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much going on, certainly, and I believe we're on the edge of some very serious, serious problems. We're basically here in America, why we have an economic policy that is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. Basically, we know very well that you cannot keep pumping $85 billion a month into the economy and simply creating all that money out of nothing and not have it sooner or later come back to haunt you in the way of inflation. The only reason we're not having inflation is because the major corporations are sitting on trillions of dollars of investment. The banks are sitting on trillions of dollars and not lending it out. If they ever started to lend it out and started to stimulate the economy, why, we would have rampant inflation here. And basically, the whole thing is being manipulated. There is no way out of it. If they continue doing what we're doing, we're going to have runaway inflation. If they don't intervene and cut back on the pumping of all this money into the economy, if they don't simply cut back, when they do that, the economy is going to collapse. And that's why I really believe, of course, they're going to precipitate some sort of an EMP attack on America and bring the whole thing down. And that way they can say, well, we didn't do it. It's not our fault. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that everything points to the fact, in my estimation, that we're going to see a major cataclysmic effect. Event, whether it's an EMP attack or something else, I don't know, but I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and God is going to bring his judgment on America. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand in Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I think you're right about the war to bring about a change in the economy, to try to wipe the slate clean and start over again. I had a question about Russia. Do you think the S-300s have already been delivered to Syria, or are they looking for an excuse to deliver them? I know Israel said that if they try to deliver them, they'll bomb them.
Well,
what if the Russians... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'll tell you, Bruce, we certainly get a lot of our information from Barry Shamish, and he gets it from people over there in Israel. And basically, he told us last week that actually there had been two Israeli attacks on Syria, not mentioned at all by the major media. And one of those involved the S-300 of Sydney surface-to-air missiles. And he claims that Israel attacked those and blew them up because they could not allow the Syrians to have that because they would be able to neutralize the Israeli Air Force. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But most of the things that Barry has put out, I've been able to verify, and they have been accurate. So, but we haven't heard a word about this in America, and the Israelis haven't mentioned it.
It was the first news item on RT, on Russia Today, on Monday, where everybody was talking about Snowden. They started their program with an attack in Latakia, or on Latakia, from Turkey, from Israel, using Turkish airspace, so they could kind of kill two birds with one stone. They could increase the destabilization of Turkey by making Turkish people mad that they'd allow Israel to use a base there, and then would also give the Russians an excuse to actually man those S-300s, which would be extremely dangerous. If Russia said, we will deliver them, we will assemble them, and we will man them, what would happen if Israel bombs them? Because I've always had the feeling, I talked to you a year ago about this, I've had the feeling that Russia is not going to back down on Syria. It's like they are more committed to Syria than Iran. I always thought they couldn't afford to lose Iran, but they could afford to lose Syria. I'm starting to think just the opposite now, that it might not be an EMP that America gets hit with. It might be like a limited nuclear war or something if the Russians actually man these S-300s. So you think, Barry, I know I heard Barry the other night. You think they've actually attempted to bring them in to, that would be the northwest part of Syria, the Alawite stronghold there, Latakia, and that Israel, whether they use Turkey or not, they may have just been propaganda. Israel bombed them.
We don't know, Bruce. All we know is that I read the same report that you did, and supposedly, of course, the Israelis had used a Turkish airbase as a base for launching their attack on these S-300 missiles that were actually in Syria at the time. We're just going to have to wait and see. But basically, when there's smoke, there's fire. That area is certainly, I think, just a powder keg waiting to explode. And the average American is much more concerned about Trevor Martin than they are about the whole part of the world going up in a sheet of flame, maybe of nuclear flame.
It might be.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, would love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our 50 radio outlets across America every single week, or at least sometime during the week, people are hearing the truth that they're never going to hear through the controlled media. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, and because you can get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, our monthly newsletter, or our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have a lot of people who are members of the Radio Liberty family who don't ask for the newsletter. They read it off the internet. Who don't ask for the tapes because they listen to the tapes, listen to the programs regularly. But if you'd like to get them, of course, that's one of the privileges that comes with joining the Radio Liberty family. And certainly, as we need more and more people to help us because certainly some of our advertisers are having difficulty. And basically, of course, we have certainly we need to be able to come up with the $50,000 a month that is necessary to pay for our radio broadcast and our shortwave and our internet and radio stations. And believe me, it's an expensive proposition, but we've been able to do it with your help, and hopefully we're going to be able to continue doing it. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't certainly afford to join the Radio Liberty family, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need, of course, to get the 4-CD set on smart meters, and you need to get the book on smart meters. It's written by our good friend, Sidney Barrett Schoss. And then, of course, we have so much other information that we you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Certainly, the DVD by Michael Shaw, Agenda 21, the wretching transformation of society. And certainly, Michael Shaw does an excellent job on that talk. But we have talks on so many other things. We have a wonderful talk on geoengineering, and certainly on the chemtrails, contrails, well, certainly by Rosalind Peterson. We have a 4-CD set on that subject. We have a 4-CD set on aspartame, and we have a talk by Betty Martini on aspartame. We have my talk on the world revolution. We'll actually see my interview with a multi-billionaire, Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time, that we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the United States installed Fidel Castro. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. He didn't win the revolution. The United States installed Fidel Castro because we needed an enemy. And if we focus the attention of the American people on Fidel Castro, we take our attention off where the real enemy, and the real enemy is not in Russia, they're not certainly over there in the Middle East, the real enemy is right here in America. It is the subversive element that controls our government, the secret cabal that David Rockefeller writes about in his book, Memoirs, on page 405. And if you'd like to get the book, we do carry it. It's called Memoirs by David Rockefeller, or you can get the quotations. I give you the exact page and the exact wording in my talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. That's an excellent DVD. We recommend it to you. Well, there's so much information. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can get there a list of all of the various four CD sets and tape sets and videos and DVDs and the various books that we carry. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to really understand what's going on. Certainly we have a new book, certainly by Barrett Schoes, on how to protect your children. How to protect your children. It's well worthwhile getting. And we have all sorts of other books, certainly. Well, a wonderful one by Glennon Caldwell, my minister, the man who brought me to the Lord 50 years ago, talking about certainly education. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they intend to be the views of William Grigg. And William, of course, was for many years the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He was for a time editor of Republic Magazine. He certainly now writes extensively for Lou Rockwell. And of course, he writes the Radio Liberty newsletter every month. And we hope that you'll get to subscribe to the Radio Liberty newsletter so you can get William's writings. It's always certainly insightful. And William certainly is one of the certainly outstanding minds and people and writers that we have within the conservative movement. And it's always a pleasure to have William. I'm going to ask my producer to pass him over so we can get him onto the line here and find out what the issues are that he feels are really important for us this evening. William, thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a blessing and a pleasure to be with you.
What are we going to be talking about this evening?
I suppose that we're going to have to address what's being done here to foment a continent-spanning race war, which is something you and I have discussed in the past, and that's a prospect that has haunted me and disturbed my sleep for a number of years. I've long thought that when, at long last, the powers that be decided to set Americans of different ethnicities against each other, we could see a continent-spanning spectacle of ugliness that would make the wars of Yugoslav succession look like a slap fight. And I don't know whether or not we're going to see this blossom to the effulgent ugliness that we could see this year, but there's certainly an effort being made.
Oh, yeah, I just love these pictures of this little 13-year-old black kid boy. He's really so attractive. Of course, he doesn't look anything like the 17-year-old hoodlum who actually was wearing a hood, who's actually been smoking certainly marijuana, who actually had been involved in altercations in the past, and that is not the image they're trying to give us. They're giving us this picture over and over again. They show us of this sweet-looking little 12 or 13-year-old black boy, and they tell us that this is the boy who was brutally murdered by Mr. Zimmerman, who wanted to kill him, you know, who was looking for a fight, who was actually tracking him down, and it was suddenly because this boy was being tracked, you know, and being followed, why he was therefore justified in counterattacking. Go right ahead, William, because I share your concern. This whole thing is staged. I've never seen such a beautiful example of a staged effort to incite racial hatred between black and white and white and black. And all I can say is, thank goodness that there are some of the black leaders out there, certainly not the Al Sharpton or the Jesse Jacksons, but some of the black ministers are saying, this is wrong. Don't you know you're being manipulated? And fortunately, I think that there are enough of the black people who know they're being manipulated that this is not going to deteriorate into a race war, despite all of the efforts of the people who control the media to incite racial hatred, black on white and white on black.
Well, they certainly flatten the narrative, as you say, with respect to what happened in the encounter between Martin and Zimmerman, up to and including the blatant misrepresentation of Mr. Zimmerman's ethnicity, his background, and the fact that under some standards that prevailed in some of our more unfortunate elements of our history, Mr. Zimmerman himself might have been considered black because of an obsession with the one-drop rule in some parts of the South. But that's not the only way that they've consistently misrepresented what happened here, and that they're capitalizing on the latent tensions that are involved in this case. And, of course, Mr. Obama did his level best to spread accelerant on the embers of this race war that people are trying to stoke, and that's going to have consequences, too. And most likely very serious ones that will be inimical for everyone.
But I just hope the American people can see through his hypocrisy. Oh, if it had been, if I had a boy, he'd look just like Trevor.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sidney William Grieg mentioned a product, the O.J. Simpson trial. You know, that was really an amazing, amazing trial. We actually put together a four-tape set on this, which every in four sheet, I don't know if it's available in four CD, it probably is, but you need to get it and you need to listen to it because most white people feel that O.J. was guilty. Most black people feel he was set up. And I believe he was set up. I don't think there's any question at all that this was a gross miscarriage of justice. And so they wanted to create this issue of black on white and to divide our nation, which they did with the O.J. Simpson trial. And then they eventually got him on some other charges. Some fellow, I think it was probably a government shill, went to O.J. and said, look, somebody's selling all your products. Let's go down and talk to them. They've got all these things that they're yours. They belong to you. Why don't we go down and see them? And O.J. foolishly went down with him. And this guy had a gun. Well, the guy who had the gun got off scot-free, and they sent to O.J. prison for 10 years on totally scurrilous charges. They were going to get O.J. one way or the other. I do not believe for 1 minute that he killed Nicole. And if you've never heard our 4-CD set on O.J. Simpson, or listen to it and weep. Go right ahead.
Very good point. I just recently, within the last couple of days, published an essay at my blog, Pro Libertate, entitled I'm Going to Take Him Out, which deals with what I would have to consider to be a police murder of an admittedly somewhat unsavory man by the name of Wade Pennington in South Jordan, Utah. Actually, it occurred in West Jordan, Utah, but the officers involved in this were from South Jordan. The thing about Mr. Pennington is that he had been convicted, properly convicted of burglary. I believe 22 counts of burglary. I think he stole 22 items. They charged each one of these incidents separately. That's one of the favorite tricks the prosecutors have. So he had gone to prison, and he ended up on parole, and then he was subject to a parole violation. They reinstituted most of his sentence. In 2005, he filed a habeas corpus motion. He actually wrote it himself. A pro se habeas corpus motion means that he was challenging the legality of his imprisonment. That's what the habeas corpus provision permits him to do. And pro se means that he filed it on his own. He didn't have help from an attorney, apart from somebody apparently got him the proper documents and taught him the essential language that's used in filing motions of this kind. There are people who are jailhouse lawyers who know how to do this. But he didn't get any help from an actual member of the bar. And that petition was granted by an appellate court in Utah in 2005. So he was released from prison for spending, I think, 4 years behind bars. And what happened is that because he'd been released, the South Jordan Police Department decided that they were going to try to find some way to put him back in prison because they considered his sentence to have been too lenient. So they spent several years stopping him at every opportunity. He was driving an SUV that belonged to his living girlfriend. He started a handyman business and started to rebuild his life. His parole officer in 2009 violated his parole. That is, say he gave him a parole violation because he'd used alcohol. He was 41 years old at the time. He wasn't arrested for drunk driving. He wasn't involved in a crime of any kind. But he was headed back to prison, most likely, in June of 2009. After a May 17th hearing. In the middle of May of that year, he had a hearing that he was told that he'd have to come back about 2 weeks later for a sentencing hearing. And between that hearing and the sentencing hearing, in late May, he was involved in a high-speed chase that ended up with him T-boned and pinned in by two police vehicles. One police officer ordered him out of the car, and then the other police officer shot him when he started to come out of the car. And then they falsified the crime scene, falsified the report, ginned up a story about how he had rammed their vehicle several times. The video provided by the dash cam units in both cars confirmed that he never rammed their car, but they rammed his several times. He was unarmed, he was not resisting, and he was gunned down while he was complying with an order to get out of the car. Now, why did they do this? The family makes a pretty strong case on the basis of documents that were provided to the investigators, produced by the investigators, that they wanted to put him back into prison. They had decided that for whatever reason he had not served enough time, and they weren't satisfied perhaps that he would end up in prison again, and so they took the first available opportunity to try to arrest him on a falsified burglary charge. And when he fled, because he had an instinct to flee from the police for reasons I'll explain in a second, during the course of the pursuit, the two officers who pursued him went off mic. They went to Channel 3. That's a discreet private channel that's not recorded by the dispatchers or not audible to anybody else on the circuit. They went to 3, and that's a violation of the chase policy. You're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be documented, everything that you do. But they apparently contrived a rationale where they were going to claim that he committed aggravated assault on a police officer by trying to run one of them down. And that ended with a kill shot from 6 feet away at a time when he was complying with the police officer's orders. Now, one of the reasons I talk about this story, albeit in abbreviated form, is because I want to underscore what you said about how O.J. Simpson was going to go to prison one way or another, that there are people who believe that once the process of the justice system has played out and the jury has handed in the verdict that they don't like, there are people who go back and correct that jury's verdict according to their own sensibilities. That happened with O.J. Simpson, and there are people who want to do that with George Zimmerman as well. Whatever you think of Mr. Zimmerman's actions, the fact is that a jury has acquitted him of that charge. That settles the matter in terms of what the law would dictate. The government has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt in the minds of a citizen jury that somebody has committed a crime. The burden of proof is on the government. The presumption of innocence belongs to the accused. And the original refrain on the part of the Al Sharptons and the people who foolishly follow him was that there had to be a trial. They were professed to be aggravated over the fact that there was no trial, there was no grand jury, there was no apparent investigation, there was no initial arrest. They demanded that Mr. Zimmerman face accountability for the criminal justice system. He did. The thing is, they were thinking in terms of result-oriented prosecution. They weren't dissatisfied that he wasn't put on trial. They assumed that the trial would be a mere formality, a matter of ratifying his guilt, which, of course, is too often the assumption in what passes for the criminal justice system today. This trial was, in many ways, anomalous in that regard. It wasn't anomalous in terms of the behavior of the prosecutor. The prosecutor in Florida is somebody who's a fully paid-up member of the Andrei Vyshinsky fraternity. Mr. Vyshinsky was the Soviet prosecutor, Joseph Stalin's show trials in the 1930s. And she pretty clearly wanted to turn this into a show trial, beginning with the fact that she grotesquely overcharged Mr. Zimmerman. There's just no way, on the basis of what was documentable, that a charge of murder, too, would fit the facts. You could say, perhaps, that he should have been prosecuted for negligent homicide. You could perhaps make a case. But that's not what she tried him on. She wanted to try him on murder, too. And I think that the jury, at one point, had asked for instructions when they were deliberating regarding the manslaughter charge, which would be equivalent, I suppose, of negligent homicide. But they didn't consider the facts as presented by the prosecution to be suitable to support a charge of negligent homicide either, or manslaughter. But the fact is that they delivered a verdict. That verdict now is irreversible. That's not to say that there aren't people who are going to try to reverse it the same way that they reversed the verdict with respect to O.J. Simpson, as you point out. And the same way that in this really obscure and all but unknown case in South Jordan, Utah, there were a group of police officers who apparently were determined to reverse the judicial rulings with respect to the status of Mr. Pennington, Wade Pennington.
I think one of the interesting things about the Zimmerman trial is that basically they charged him with second-degree murder, knowing full well they were never going to be able to make that stick. It's almost as if they charged him with that so that he would get off, so they could utilize this so they can turn American against American. And this is really all part of a carefully coordinated effort to create racial hatred in America, And night after night now, we see this picture of this little 13-year-old, cute little 13-year-old kid. Time and time and time again, they show it. Yes, occasionally they do show what he really looked like. Suddenly a young hoodlum, but suddenly so many of the pictures are this sweet little boy. And they're doing that intentionally. They're playing on the emotions of our black population because they want the black to feel you can't get a fair trial. And yet I honestly believe that they charged Zimmerman with second-degree murder, knowing they would never get that sick. I don't think they wanted to convict him. I think they wanted the issue to turn black against white and ultimately black against white against black. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm sufficiently cynical to believe that was the case, because otherwise it would be inexplicable. But again, Angela Corey, the prosecutor, does have a history of overcharging people, particularly where firearms are involved, and she's not well respected in the circles that she inhabits. It's interesting when somebody's a prosecutor who comes to disrepute with fellow prosecutors, you know that that person's not really fit for civilized company. I do think that once they had selected a charge, that they were pursuing a strategy that was foredoomed to failure, and any competent prosecutor is going to know that. So incompetence can only explain so much. When you've eliminated incompetence as a potential motive, then you're left with something more sinister. And this is obviously a political prosecution. It's interesting that the prosecutor fired her IT director because her IT director had leaked to the press the fact that the prosecution, and this is pretty typical behavior on the part of prosecutors, had been withholding discovery from the defense.
But basically, in my estimation, the prosecutor should be sent to prison for withholding information that an innocent man was innocent. And the fact that prosecutors and attorneys are above the law, they can violate the law they want to. And in this instance, of course, somebody had actually told the truth. And what happened? They got fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually fairly typical, as we're seeing now. Nothing will get you in trouble more quickly than being a conscientious whistleblower. They'll put whistleblowers in prison. That's what's happening with Bradley Manning, and that's what the administration wants to do to Edward Snowden, and that they did to John Kiriakou, the CIA agent who blew the whistle on torture. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the other retaliation directed at this conscientious IT official from the prosecutor's office. We'll have to see.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Greig, and we're simply talking about judicial malpractice and sometimes how the police officers can target people, and sometimes police officers act outside of the law, believing that they have the right to determine the punishment for people who have been guilty of crimes rather than the judicial system. And if they feel the judicial system is incorrect, then they take the law into their own hands, sometimes with deadly consequences. Go right ahead.
That's exactly what happened here, I'm convinced. One of the things I find really interesting is that the officer who pulled the trigger, his name is Gerald Nichols, shot Wade Pennington at a time when the window to his cruiser was closed. They were, as I mentioned, he T-boned the vehicle that was being driven by Pennington. They were in a cul-de-sac that actually cut him off with both police vehicles. They were skewed in such a way that the driver's side window of the police cruiser was facing the driver's side window of the SUV. They were separated by 3 to 6 feet. One police officer estimated 3 feet, the other police officer estimated 6 feet. Jared Nichols was the officer who had a gun pointed at Wade Pennington. The other officer, Brett Perez, was on the other side of the vehicle. He shouted at Pennington to get out of the van and get on the ground. And then he did this while he was on the passenger side of the vehicle. He crossed around the front of the SUV that was driven by Pennington, thereby getting out of the line of fire. He actually said in the investigation after the shooting that he wanted to get out of the crossfire. And as soon as he got around the front of the vehicle, as Pennington was moving to the door to get out of the vehicle, Jared Nichols shot him twice through a closed window. Later said that he wasn't complying with his commands to... They actually gave contradictory commands. He said, freeze, and then get out, get on the ground. You can't do both. You can't both freeze and get on the ground. But Perez said that he never heard the commands because the window was rolled up. Obviously, Pennington didn't hear the commands. In any case, this all happened within about 1.5 seconds. And then after he shot Pennington, Nichols said, Wade, I will shoot you. Freeze. No, I will shoot you. Wade. He called him by name. And then he told the investigators later they had no idea who this guy was. And neither of them spoke to him, and they didn't know who he was, but rather there was a furtive movement that he had made that put him in fear for his life. And that's obviously a lie. He called him by name. It's on his dash cam video. And the thing about this incident that I find so repellent is that the district attorney's investigating team, the investigative protocol officer investigated this, had investigated a very similar shooting by Jared Nichols 2 years earlier. And the circumstances were nearly identical to another shooting that had taken place about a year and a half earlier, where the predecessor to the DA at the time was going to bring criminal charges against the police officer, But when Laura Miller, the DA who had ascended to that position in Salt Lake County in 2009, came to office, she dismissed that case. And so you have these three shootings that are very similar and that involve police officers getting down unarmed suspects following a high-speed pursuit as they're apparently trying to comply with our orders to get out of the car. They order them out of the car, and then they call that a furtive movement that puts them in fear for their life, and they cap the guy. But Jared Nichols, the shooter, was promoted. Brett Perez, on the other hand, was fired within a few months of the incident for violating the high-speed pursuit policy. They both violated that policy. There was no reason to chase this guy. He was not a felony suspect. They'd been specifically told by their commanding officer, Sergeant Crist, not to pursue this vehicle, but rather to verify the license plate. Crist got a investigative team to go check at the side of the sporting goods store because he claimed that he suspected that Pennington had broken into that store. Perhaps that's a reasonable suspicion. He had been convicted for burglary, but they found no evidence that there was a break-in and nothing was missing. Pennington had been visiting a friend. The friend was able to confirm that Pennington had visited his home that night. It happened to be in the same neighborhood. But in spite of all this, this matter was investigated within the space of 12 days. It was dismissed. Both officers were exonerated, but one of them was fired for violating the high-speed policy. So you have a high-speed pursuit that involved, before the shooting, an attempt on the part of Jared Nichols to run the vehicle off the road using a pit maneuver, which, as he admitted to investigators, is only to be used in a pursuit where deadly force is justified. In other words, they were already using deadly force against somebody they should have been chasing in the first place. And then they end up shooting him, and after they shot him, they tried to drag his body through the window. They didn't render medical aid, but they tried to drag his body through the window. I contend they did this in order to make it look as if he were leaping through the window and endangering the life of Officer Nichols. But this is once again an example of, I contend, the type of mentality you referred to earlier, where there are people who are not content with an outcome that is insufficiently punitive. They want to go back and rectify a mistake being made by the judicial system where leniency has been offered or an acquittal has been handed down. That's a really sick and disturbing mentality, whether you're thinking on the part of police officers or prosecutors or the public at large.
Don, because he never should, of course, he should have stopped it rather than trying to run from the police.
That would be terrible.
And it's sort of like the tragedy with Trevor Martin, you know. The whole thing never should have happened. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Else.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this course is William Grigg, and he's simply pointing out that it's very obvious that the people in the U.S. Justice Department, here they have no authority at all. This is a case of a murder. It is something that is to be taken care of at the state and the local level. But the federal government, first of all, paid agitators to go out and demonstrate to demand that Zimmerman be tried. And now, of course, they're interfering in this whole thing, trying to come up with some sort of a justification for trying him again under civil rights law. Ladies and gentlemen, these people do not believe in justice. They don't believe in the law. What they want to do is turn white against black and black against white. And they're doing everything they can. And that's not the function of the federal government, unless you understand that they, really our government has been taken over by people who want to create a diversion. They want to pursue divide and conquer. That's how you can control. That's what it's all about. Turn white against black and black against white and Hispanic against black and black against Hispanic. It's the same old game that tyrants have always used. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are people in Washington, D.C. who do not believe in our Constitution, but are using the money and the power of the federal government to foment racial dissent in America. Go right ahead.
I reminded once again of the fact that back in, must have been November, or maybe early December of 1995, the Secretary of State at the time under Bill Clinton, a fellow by the name of Warren Christopher, you're familiar with him, no doubt.
But, oh, sure. CFR, I know him very well.
Yeah, the guy who headed the Christopher Commission after the racial riots, the post-Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. He was the Secretary of State at the time, and he decanted himself from a plane that landed in Sarajevo in Bosnia, the former Yugoslavia. This happened after the Dayton Accord that resulted in a huge U.S. military presence as part of a NATO so-called peacekeeping force. It was an occupation force. Actually, it was called the Enforcement Force, IFOR, rather than peacekeeping forces, peace enforcement activity under Chapter 7 of the U.N. Charter, which meant that it was essentially a war action. Chapter 7 is the equivalent of the Declaration of War in the U.N. Charter. But Warren Christopher deplaned in Sarajevo, and bear in mind, this is a city that has a great deal of history, much of it tragic, beginning with what happened with the Archduke Ferdinand in August of 1914. But at the time, it was a shelled and largely destroyed husk of what had been a beautiful city because of a tripartite civil war that pitted three irremediably hostile factions against each other. And the only thing keeping these people from killing each other was a large body of foreign occupation troops. And Warren Christopher made a comment to the effect that Bosnia was a model multicultural society. And I don't know whether he was being ironic or whether he was being thoughtless. I suppose a third possibility is that he was sincere. Perhaps that's what they consider to be the model of multiculturalism. People who are insurmountably hostile to each other, who are kept at bay by occupation forces. In this case, of course, a UN-supervised NATO multinational occupation army. But that, I think, is the type of vision that they have for the entire world and for the United States, which is that they would go so far in exacerbating the tensions and conflicts that exist among people of different ethnicities or different social classes. These things, of course, are innate to the human condition. They will be with us just as the poor will always be with us. It's an unfortunate aspect of our sin nature, I'm convinced. That there's nothing at all wrong with people seeking to associate with people of like mind or like background. I'm not at all scandalized. Somebody who's a large brown man, if he doesn't want to have any kind of a social to have any kind of a social relationship with me, I'm not scandalized if somebody would not enjoy my company, would prefer not to be afflicted with my company. So what? Either picks my pocket or breaks my leg. I'm not at all offended by the fact that white people may want to associate with white people or Hispanics with Hispanics and so forth. The problem I have is when government enforces these segregations. I mean, that's the type of segregation that is not only invidious but immoral, is when it's conducted coercively. That's what was wrong with the Jim Crow laws. That's what was wrong with a lot of the things in some of the unfortunate elements of our past. But that has nothing to do with people freely choosing to associate with people of similar backgrounds. So what? Big deal. As long as people are free to associate and are free to have commercial relationships with each other, and that means you can do business or withhold your business, works both ways, that's how things should operate. And relationships tend to be less envenomed if they're mutual rather than coercive. But the coercive utopians, the people who believe that we should be forced to associate and that we should be forcibly desegregated, I'm convinced that they want to inflame and antagonize those natural affinities or those natural antagonisms that would usually be either ignored or be placated, remediated through the marketplace. So when Warren Christopher is saying, yeah, Bosnia is the model for how multiculturalism works, I think he was speaking the truth, albeit ironically. I mean, we know that God put the truth in the mouth of Balaam's ass, so why couldn't he do the same thing with somebody like Warren Christopher, or allow Warren Christopher to speak the truth? In this case, the truth is malignant. But when Jesse Jackson, and of course, Jesse Jackson is the sort of a person who would lower the moral tenor of a meeting of La Cosa Nostra, a few days ago, unbosomed himself of the opinion in an op-ed column for the Chicago Sun-Times that we needed a UN inquiry into race relations in the United States. I think he's speaking the same language. And of course, as you point out, Dr. Stan, Mr. Christopher was deeply involved in the Council on Foreign Relations and everything that august body is involved in terms of promoting internationalism and undermining American independence. Jesse Jackson, of course, is a member of the CFR, and he has been for a long time. It's interesting to me, and I think we might have discussed this last week, you take a look at Jesse Jackson when he was a flame-throwing American equivalent of a liberation theologian back in the 1960s, somebody who was a Marxist by conviction but used the modalities of Christian worship and language to promote the idea of socialism. He retained a little bit of independence through perhaps the later or middle 70s with respect to issues like abortion. I mean, he would refer to abortion as applied racism because Margaret Sanger and people of her ilk had an agenda that was eugenicist. They wanted to weed out from the population those races that they considered to be less intelligent and less desirable. And of course, they had a very strong interest in promoting abortion and birth control among black people. And so Jesse Jackson, before he was bought off by the establishment, was still a little bit independent on that subject. And from the time that he became a national figure, he never again returned to that issue. And you can see where there are other examples of people who have bought and paid for and have changed their lifetime convictions on important issues that way. But it's interesting that of all the unlikely things, he would be urging the United Nations to intervene here in the interest of promoting amity among ethnic groups in the United States. They don't have a really good track record in that respect. Their most notable accomplishment over the last, 20 years or so in the field of race relations was to preside over the genocide of 1.1 million people in Rwanda and to help propagate misery in the Congo, where you've had this horrible war that's gone on now for over a decade that's killed hundreds of thousands as well. Just in the last 10 years or so, and over the last 6 or 7 years, actually, in Somalia, you have tens of thousands of people who are being killed by a government that was installed through an invasion by Ethiopia. Charming people, the Ethiopian government, just wonderful people. But you have, in the person of Barack Obama, a president of the United States who has been actively involved, albeit in terms of policies he inherited from his predecessor in many cases, actively involved in policies that have resulted in the death of tens of thousands of black Africans through violence that is tended to wars that the U.S. government has been fomenting. And we're supposed to believe that this individual is brokenhearted over the death of one 17-year-old black boy. You have to call him a boy or a young man in Florida in a case in which it's pretty clear that this was not somebody who was being pursued and gunned down for invidious reasons. You're supposed to believe that he weeps over Trayvon Martin, but not over the thousands of Somalis he's helped to kill. And he identifies with Trayvon Martin to the point of saying that 35 years ago he might have been that young man. This is the same guy who killed a 16-year-old American citizen through a drone strike. And that's something, by the way, which is in the news today. Yesterday, there was this heartrending op-ed column that was written by the grandfather of Abdul al-Awlaki, Nasser al-Awlaki, entitled "The Drone That Killed My Grandson." And he recalled in this op-ed, "I learned that my 16-year-old grandson, Abdul Rahman, a United States citizen, had been killed by an American drone strike from news reports the morning after he died. The missile that killed him, his teenage cousin, and at least five other civilians on October 14, 2011, while the boys were eating dinner at an open-air restaurant in southern Yemen. I visited the site later. Once I was able to bear the pain of seeing where he sat in his final moments." This is a restaurant. This happened at a restaurant. You remember when Rand Paul was derided by the Bien Pensant for talking about Americans being killed at the Starbucks by a drone strike? Well, that's the same thing that happened here, except it happened in Yemen and not in the United States. A 16-year-old boy. "They showed me the grave where they buried his remains. I stood over it asking why my grandchild was dead. Nearly 2 years later, I still have no answers. The United States government has refused to explain why Abdul Rahman was killed. It was not until May of this year that the Obama administration, in a supposed effort to be more transparent, publicly acknowledged what the world already knew, that it was responsible for his death. The Attorney General, Eric Holder Jr., now bear in mind that's the same Eric Holder who gave an angry speech before the NAACP this week talking about how horrible it is that there are racial profiling policies by American police. And I agree there are policies of that sort, and I agree that they're horrible. But this is a guy who's part of an administration that murdered this 16-year-old boy. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, said only that Abdul Rahman was not specifically targeted, raising more questions than he answered.
Wait a minute. He was an American citizen. I think we have to understand he was an American citizen whose father had been targeted and been killed 2 weeks earlier. This had nothing to do with it. They simply killed this boy because they didn't like his father.
Yeah.
And that was actually the explanation that was given by a government official. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is murder. It's cold-blooded murder. Without an indictment, without certainly any justification, they killed an American citizen in Yemen, 16-year-old. And basically, if they can kill him, they can kill the son or grandson of anybody listening to this program. And Barack Obama either is guilty of murder, or he is certainly a failure to actually follow through and track down the people who are responsible for this murder. Under either circumstances, he is personally responsible because he's the man who's answerable. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's called command responsibility. That's a principle that goes back to, I believe, 13th or 14th century England. If you're the guy at the top of the chain of command, when something like this happens, you're legally accountable for it. Well, Mr. Nasser al-Awlaki, the grandfather of this murdered child, and the father of the murdered, of the child's murdered father, I mean, Anwar al-Awlaki was never charged with a crime. It was extrajudicial killing. That's murder. There's no other way of getting around it. No matter what he had done or what he had said, he was never charged with a crime. Never indicted for a crime, never tried. He was not given due process. He was summarily executed without probable cause, without warrant, without any kind of due process. That's called murder as well. The father was murdered. The son was murdered as well. They're both murder victims. The 16-year-old, of course, is the more aggravating case here. Well, Nasser al-Awlaki has filed a motion with the federal court demanding to know why it was that his 16-year-old son was murdered. Now, today, according to this AP story, federal judge said she finds disconcerting the Obama administration's position that courts have no role in a lawsuit over the 2011 drone strike killings of three U.S. citizens in Yemen, including an al-Qaeda cleric. U.S. District Court Judge Rosemary M. Collier made the comment at a hearing on a government motion to dismiss the lawsuit. The suit was filed by relatives of the three men killed in the drone strikes, charging that the attacks violated the Constitution. It named as defendants then-Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, then-CIA Director David Petraeus, two commanders of the military special operations forces and seeks unspecified compensatory damages. The government has argued that the matter is best left to Congress and the executive branch, not judges, and that courts have recognized that the defense of the nation is best left to those political branches. This isn't military, by the way. This is not a military action. It's carried out by the CIA, that for whatever that's worth. But the distinction really doesn't make any difference here because you're not talking about something that involves an attack upon a sovereign government, which would, of course, be something that would fall into the war powers element of the Constitution. You're saying there is no courthouse door where this goes through, Collier told Deputy Assistant Attorney General Lawyer Brian Hawk. The judge repeatedly pressed Hawk to say what checks and balances the president faces, at one point saying in exasperation, there's a man who won't be taken off message. Let's see, where was the due process in this case, asked Collier, an appointee of President George W. Bush. Hawk said that there were checks in place, including reviews done by the executive branch. No, 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 Collier retorted. The executive is not an effective check on the executive branch when it comes to protecting constitutional rights. In other words, you're dealing here with the idea that the president doesn't answer to anybody in making decisions to kill U.S. citizens. It's essentially Stalinism, if you will, or the Fuhrer principle, when leader principle was carried out in National Socialist Germany.
And basically, this is murder. Cold-blooded murder, and should I say Barack Obama is guilty of cold-blooded murder? If he's not, then he should certainly be taking action against the people who are. Where is the outcry? And basically this article, I believe it was Wall Street Journal about 2 days ago, wasn't it?
Oh, the one that was the one by...
Yes, by the grandfather.
Yesterday's New York Times.
New York Times, okay. Well, it's a very important article. Read it, New York Times. Before we go on, William, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your articles, how they can get your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I really appreciate that. My website is Pro Libertate, and it's spelled P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E, Pro Libertate. The direct address on the web is freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or go to DuckDuckGo or some other search engine. I'm not recommending Google for obvious reasons. And type in Pro Libertate and William Grigg, and that should be the first return. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay for those who are interested in donating to help keep Pro Libertate up and running and to keep my family up and running. And do appreciate all the generosity that we've received and your kindness and your thoughtfulness. The generosity of some of your listeners has been a real blessing to my family. We're forever grateful for that. Once again, it's called Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. My radio program, Freedom Zealot Radio, is on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time at LibertyRoundtable.com. If you go to LibertyRoundtable.com, look in the upper right-hand quadrant. You'll find the Listen Live icon. Click that icon, and you'll be able to listen to the program. 8 o'clock Saturday evenings, Mountain Time, 7 o'clock California Time, 9 o'clock Central. A lot of what I publish at Pro Libertate is republished at LewRockwell.com. That's LewRockwell.com. And I also contribute to the blog at LewRockwell.com.
And he also, of course, writes the Radio Liberty newsletter. And when you subscribe to the Radio Liberty newsletter, you'll get Senator Williams' article that he writes every month for us. Our guest, of course, has been William Grigg. And we certainly advocate that you get his material, read it through. It's very enlightening, things that we need to think about and understand. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our conversation on Friday evening with William Grigg. And basically, of course, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to join for financial reasons, why, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Now, of course, we all recommend that everybody get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you'd like to get it in bulk form, in other words, lots of copies to give away, why, this is to be a big help. We want as many people as possible to read it and to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And certainly it's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. The book again, Radio, it's called The Brotherhood of Darkness, and you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have certainly all sorts of other information there. We have a great 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. We even have a talk on the threat of an EMP attack given by Ambassador Henry Cooper. You need to get this information. We have a book written by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years with the Defense Department, a senior Defense Department analyst reporting to the Undersecretary of Defense when he retired. Michael Maloof's book, A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken goes into the background of the very real threat of an EMP attack, and every effort on the part of Congress or certainly officials in government to counter the danger. In other words, put breakers into our electric circuitry across America so that if there were to be either a major solar flare or an EMP attack, that it wouldn't wipe out our whole electrical system. It would not simply shut down everything electrical in this country. If weren't there's an organized effort to block that, I'd say this is crazy, but there really is an effort, and the question is, who is blocking the effort to do what's logical to protect America, and even more, why? That's why you need to get the DVD, you need to get the 4-tape set, you need to get the book on the threat of an EMP attack, and again, the name of the book, A Nation Forsaken, A Nation Forsaken. Well, then, of course, we have so much other information that you need to have to understand what indeed is taking place today. And if you haven't certainly heard my talk on population control, the secret agenda, you need to understand there is a plan, an organized, orchestrated plan to kill off the vast majority of the people in our country. And if you doubt that, you need to go to Elberton, Georgia, and stand in the shadow of the great occult stone monument there, erected by members of a secret society. And basically, it's called the Georgia Guidestones, or the Georgia Guidestones, or the American Stonehenge, calls for the elimination of over 90% of the population of America. And you say, who in their right mind would want to do anything of that like that, or why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? And the answer is, nobody in their right mind. But we really are dealing with people who have a different worldview, because they worship a different God, and they're energized by truly demonic forces. Certainly, if you get to my talk on either Agenda 21, the covert plan, or population control of the secret agenda, you'll actually see pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, or you can certainly go up in the internet and type in Georgia Guidestones and go to their website and look at them. Or you can certainly go to, type in my name, Stan Monteith, Georgia Guidestones. And then, of course, we hope that you'll certainly go to your website and go to your search engine and type in the population control agenda, the population control agenda. And you can put my name or Radio Liberty. Get it and read it. If you want to, if you buy anything from us, just ask for a free copy. And understand there is a planned, orchestrated program to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and it's underway today. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
This is Joyce Riley and my buddy over here, Josh.
That's me. Good morning.
He needs a proper introduction. Josh is joining me today, and we are going to look at some of the most compelling